From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Chinese activist Chen Guangcheng is on his way to the U.S., ending a month-long diplomatic dispute. Chinese officials are allowing him to travel to the U.S. to further his education. Here he is speaking in Mandarin with a reporter before getting on a plane in Beijing. Chen was saying he hopes his supporters understand why he's leaving China. He's heading to Newark outside New York City. He had been in prison and under house arrest for 7 years when he escaped in April and sought sanctuary in the U.S. Embassy. Chen was then sent to a hospital in Beijing. President Obama is at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains to host a meeting of many of the world's largest economic powers. The summit is expected to focus on economic matters, especially how to cope with the European debt crisis. Later, the leaders are expected to travel to Chicago to attend a NATO summit, which begins tomorrow. One of the other major issues to be discussed at the NATO summit is the plan for a missile defense system in Europe. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that despite efforts on the part of the alliance, Russia is still convinced the system is a threat to its own intercontinental missiles.
The NATO summit is expected to make it official and adopt plans for a four-stage phased deployment of missile defenses in Europe. The first three stages anticipate the deployment of advanced radar systems and sea-based missile interceptors. The fourth stage, expected in 2018, would see the installation of ground-based interceptors, and this is the stage Russia fears. Although the system is meant to protect Europe from missile attack from Iran, Moscow believes those interceptors could eventually target Russian missiles. Russia wants the U.S. to agree to legally binding limits on the missile defense system. The Obama administration, under pressure from Republicans in Congress, is unwilling to make such a commitment. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
In Italy, a teenage girl was killed and at least seven injured when a bomb exploded today outside a high school in the southern city of Brindisi. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports police say the attack could be the work of organized crime or a terrorist action linked to rising social tensions.
The bomb exploded a few minutes before the start of classes at a high school named after an anti-mafia magistrate who was assassinated by Cosa Nostra 20 years ago. One of the wounded students, a girl walking alongside the victim outside the school, was reported in critical condition after surgery. Interior Minister Anna Maria Cancellieri, in charge of domestic security, said civilian targets like schools are not the usual method of the mafia, which usually targets specific figures such as judges, prosecutors, turncoats, or rival mob leaders. The bombing follows a number of attacks against Italian officials and government buildings by a group of anarchists that prompted stepped-up security to prevent a resurgence of politically inspired violence. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR News from Washington. A man blew himself up at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan today. Police say 10 people were killed, including three children. Three others were wounded. The suicide bombing occurred in Khost Province along the border with Pakistan. A rocket owned by the private company SpaceX is still on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral. It had been scheduled to blast into space early this morning, but there was a glitch. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports SpaceX is still hoping to send the first commercial spacecraft on a mission to the International Space Station.
Everything was looking good as launch controllers counted down the final seconds, and fire briefly appeared under the tall white rocket.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff. We've had a cutoff. Liftoff did not occur.
The computer saw something it didn't like, slightly high combustion chamber pressure on one engine, and shut everything down. SpaceX has another launch opportunity on Tuesday. The company is trying to send an unmanned capsule full of cargo up to the space station. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
London is expecting a big crowd this summer for the Olympics, but the city still needs to get its regular work done. A courier service is hiring runners to deliver packages to businesses at a time when streets are expected to be 30% more congested. The service DHL says its runners will do better than couriers on bike for long-distance deliveries because bikes can't go on trains. The company is hiring joggers who can run as fast as 8 miles an hour. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.